From the South Point Studio, the perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yes. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
Oreo.
And host Frank Nicotero.
When I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Happy Derby Week. It is upon us. Now we count down day by day, hour by hour, inch by inch, second by second, until they load them up for the 150th running of America's most famous horse race, the Kentucky Derby. And we're counting it down right here, Las Vegas style, from Las Vegas, Nevada, your gaming capital, at the South Point Studios Network, South Point Studios streaming at YouTube, and, of course, a whole other bunch of platforms that we have to reach you worldwide. We welcome you to this Wednesday show as we begin another week, as we begin another month. It's May Day here in Las Vegas. And, of course, we welcome all of you on the YouTube feed, as well as all of you on our other platforms that we have out there, like our radio stations, our anchor station here in Las Vegas, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. Of course, all of our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global, iPhone, Android, with the apps. You can get a KSHP app to listen to us, the YouTube app to listen and watch us, and, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever you get us, welcome to the show as we start amping it up for the big, big Saturday, that's for sure. Now, here's the deal. This is how we're going to map out this week. Our race day shows are going to be here every day throughout this week. as we always are, at 7 a.m. Pacific time, right here, wherever you're getting us now, right here. However, tomorrow, I say tomorrow, Thursday, Thurby Day, tomorrow, we will be doing a special Kentucky Oaks, Kentucky Derby special show with handicappers and guests. That special show will air here, only I say here, at the YouTube network, the South Point Studio Streaming Network at YouTube. We will not be simulcasting on any other of the platforms that we have. It'll only be on the YouTube platform. And it will be tomorrow at 3 p.m. Pacific time. We'll have Jonathan Hardoon, John Lendo, and a whole bunch of other handicappers, etc., talking about not only the Kentucky Derby, but looking at the Kentucky Oaks Day card, the big Kentucky Oaks Day card that will be, of course, the day after. Now, that's tomorrow, only here on the South Point Streaming YouTube network. If you haven't already tried it, I suggest that you go to YouTube, try it out today, so you'll be very familiar with how to get it tomorrow. Just go to YouTube, punch in South Point Studios. It'll get you to that page. Click on the show, and you can see and hear us this morning and every day thereafter, as well as tomorrow's special Kentucky Oaks Kentucky Derby special show, the Race Day Show, brought to you by South Point. And, of course, the next day on Friday, this coming Friday, here at the South Point in the Grandview Lounge, we will be doing our annual Kentucky Derby seminar featuring the Kentucky Derby and the horses that the horses in the Derby and, of course, any of the key races on Kentucky Derby Day as well. And that, of course, will be on Friday, 6 p.m. in the Grandview Lounge here at the South Point. Now, that will not be broadcast on the South Point Studios network. It'll be live here in the Grandview Lounge. It's adjacent to the racebook here, 6 p.m. as soon as the Kentucky Oaks Day racing is over. And, of course, the Southern California racing is over. 6 o'clock, we'll go to on stage and get that done in the beautiful lounge they have right next door to the racebook here on Friday. And then Saturday, all the work is done. Now it's time to celebrate America's most famous horse race, the Run for the Roses, in the big Grandview Ballroom upstairs with big screen TVs, other smaller TVs for the other racing action across the country, a bank of betting windows, betting kiosks, of course, food and drink discounts, and huge banquet tables. We invite you and your friends to come out and join us in the Grandview Ballroom with the big banquet tables. You can sprout out all of your handicapping, paraphernalia, etc. with us. The doors will open at 9 a.m. Saturday morning in the Grandview Ballroom, the Grand Ballroom, I should say. And everything I just told you is free. All that, including parking your car. So all the programs, everything is free. The first bucks out of your pocket should be to either make a bet or get discount food and drinks. And don't forget, on the Kentucky Derby Day in the Grand Ballroom, we're going to have a special hat contest, a Kentucky Derby hat contest, 2 o'clock. So bring your best Kentucky Derby hat. There'll be prizes for the best overall hat, the best theme, the best fascinator or fedora. And I said, again, the best overall hat as well. Prizes, cash prizes for all of those. We're going to have a lot of fun. Our handicappers, Jonathan Hardoon's got his bags packed. As soon as he's done with this morning show, he's on a jet plane to come on out here to Las Vegas. John Lendo is rolling in later on this evening. And so we'll have the guys here set and ready to go for all of the action starting tomorrow morning, and of course, tomorrow's special show. Remember, the special show is only on the South Point Streaming Network at YouTube. All right, we got all of that settled. Now, the latest on the Kentucky Derby. As you know, we've been talking about all those horses that have been on the cusp, numbers 21, 22, 23. Remember, Rich Strike came in off of that also eligible list the day before the Kentucky Derby and won the thing in a Richter scale upset. Well, we have another horse that is now bumped in because one horse has been scratched of the body of the field since we last talked. That horse will be number 9 on the sheet, number 9 on the betting windows, Encino. The Brad Cox trainee, Encino, has been scratched from the Kentucky Derby. They say that the horse came down with a soft tissue injury and will be out 30 days. He will not run in the Kentucky Derby. That vacancy kicks up all the horses from 10 on down to 20 in one position in the starting gate. So now Fierceness, who is going to break from post 17, and everybody was talking about how number 7, the horse that breaks from number 17, hasn't won the Kentucky Derby. Well, he don't have to worry about that anymore because he's going to be breaking from post 16, coming in off of that also eligible list to now take stall number 20. Will be Epic Ride. He will carry Saddlecloth 21. He will be bet number 21, but he will be in stall 20, obviously, with Mr. Besija aboard. A big long shot, but nevertheless, Epic Run now in. Encino is now out. Latest on the Kentucky Derby. All the other reports we've been getting from Churchill Downs, etc., seems that all the Derby horses are happy. They are working out fine. All the workouts, most of the workouts have all been done. Now it's just keeping the horses happy and in fit and ready to go for the Kentucky Derby. Today on our show, we'll have Jonathan Hardoon, Rich Eng, John Lindo, and Jerry Jay. Of course, looking ahead to the big Derby week, that's for sure. Taking a look quickly at what has happened, Churchill Downs had opening night on Saturday night in a Twilight program. They didn't run Sunday, but they ran yesterday. And at Churchill Downs yesterday, pretty much a lot of favorites won. As a matter of fact, the largest priced winner was the seventh race winner, $17.36. Otherwise, it was really close to Hoyle yesterday at Churchill Downs. And the track looked pretty good, looked pretty fair as well. As far as Sunday at Santa Anita, the races there, the pick six, $11,655.40. Really not much to talk about from Santa Anita on Sunday, except for the fact that Hall of Fame trainer Ron McAnally got another winner. This guy's been training for decades. McAnally's horse won the last race, paying $56.60 in a big upset at Santa Anita, the biggest price there Sunday. And as far as any of the other tracks, really, nothing to really talk about that happened on Sunday around the country. All right, so now we go to looking at the races for today and, of course, all of the action and all of the updates that we'll have for you today. So without any further ado, I do want to mention one thing, though, and that is the weather. The weather reports now for Louisville, Kentucky, which is, of course, where Churchill Downs is at. Today, they say, is got a 3% chance of rain. They had some precipitation in the last couple of days, but it's moving out. But another storm looks like it might be coming in. For today, they say it'll be 86 degrees. They're going to top off at 86, started out at 62. Tomorrow, Thursday, which they call Thurby Day Thursday, temperatures will be, the high will be 89, the low will be 66, and now it's a 7% chance of precipitation. Here's where it gets really hairy as far as the weather predictions are concerned. On Friday, Kentucky Oaks Day, and all of those great stakes races that will be supporting the Kentucky Oaks Day program. On Friday, the high is going to be 74, going to start out overnight 63, and they say a 75% chance of rain at Churchill Downs on Friday. We will wait and see. This from the Weather Channel. Saturday Derby Day, well, they say for the most part it'll be cloudy. They say it'll still have about a 33% chance of precipitation throughout Saturday. 81 will be the high, and, of course, overnight low will be 62. And same on Sunday, the day after. Of course, the day after Sunday, there is no racing at Churchill Downs. So right now it looks like it's going to be getting a little sunny, and then it gets raining again over the weekend. We will wait and see. You know, Mother Nature is fickle, and maybe we can get a break there. We do know one thing for sure. That the Churchill Downs racetrack itself, the main track, dries out very quickly. So we will wait and see as the days and hours progress what's going to happen there. All right. Enough said about all that. We're going to go to our first break. And when we come back, we'll get your racing menu and Jonathan Hardoon. So don't go away.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our race book.
All right, having a little bit of difficulty with our commercials, et cetera, there, but we'll figure out that bugaboo as well. I do want to mention, though, the fact that on Sunday, didn't want to overlook this, of course, Jonathan Hardoon gave us a winner there at Gulfstream Park. Grandma's Pudding got the job done, paying $6.40 that on Sunday at Gulfstream Park. And at Woodbine, the feature race, the Woodstock Stakes, was won by Midnight Mascot with Pat Husbands aboard. Mark Cassie, the trainer there, $4.10 outrunning Adios Now and Naptown in the Woodstock on Sunday at Woodbine. As you know, Woodbine has already started their racing card, and Sahan Savici is starting out hot. He had a multiple win day on opening day. He had three more wins yesterday at Woodbine. I mean, not yesterday, Sunday at Woodbine. Okay, that's enough for that. I think we've covered it all. Well, maybe take a look at Aqueduct since we have a little bit more time now without the commercials. At Aqueduct, Linda Rice won the second race, and she won the fifth race. And as far as the jockeys are concerned, let's see. I do believe that everybody had a winner each. For as far as the jockeys are concerned, the Memories of Silver Stakes was won by Sweet Rebecca. Tyler Gaffleon for Chad Brown, paying $3 even there in that feature race at Aqueduct on Sunday. All right, we're looking ahead now. Tomorrow, Thursday on Thurby Day at Churchill Downs, there'll be three stakes races. On Friday, Kentucky Oaks Day, there will be seven stakes races. And, of course, on Saturday, Derby Day, in addition to the Kentucky Derby, there will be eight more stakes races. So there's a lot of stakes racing going on at Churchill Downs, that's for sure. And let's hope that we can get some nice weather so they can keep those races on the turf course. Turf course probably will not be in fast, firm condition, however. In any case, looking ahead on Saturday, to give you just a top here, early post times now for the racetracks around the country. First of all, Churchill Downs on Friday, Kentucky Oaks Day, will have a 7:30 a.m. Pacific post time. These are Saturday post times at racetracks around the country that are different from their normal post times, so you can get adjusted for the big Saturday cards. And again, these are all post times in the Pacific time zone. Churchill Downs will start at 7:30. Golden Gate Fields will kick in at 12:15. Horseshoe Indianapolis at 7:45. You got Laurel at 9. Then you got Penn National and Santa Anita will both start at 11 a.m. on Saturday morning. Tampa Bay will go at 9:15 instead. And Turf Paradise will kick in at 11:30. Those are early post times for Saturday Derby Day. Of course, every other racetrack that's racing live racing will want to, you know, kind of tailor their races around the Kentucky Derby card as well. All right, let's go to the menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook Simulcast Centers. And like I said, as far as the weather is concerned here around the country, looks pretty good. We're having some problems here today. All right, let me just get to the menu of racetracks available today, and we'll bypass the music for today, if we will. All right, here we go. Tampa Bay Downs will start the racing menu today, 9:30 first post at Tampa Bay for their nine-race card at Tampa Bay. And we will continue with the racing menu. Parks Racing, I do believe, has a carryover, as they often do in their pick five. So we got Parks Racing Pick 5 Jackpot, $7,309. Small Pick 5 Jackpot at Parks Racing, although they say they're it bumped up to $15,000. So we'll go with $15,165 for Parks Racing carryover today. Nine races and a first post time of 9:40. And then we go to Churchill Downs. Churchill Downs has a Pick 6 Jackpot carryover, $12,892. A couple of stakes races today at Churchill. The $200,000 Isaac Murphy Marathon at a mile and a half on the main track for four-year-olds and up will be the eighth race. There are eight entered in the race, and next is the 4-5 favorite in that race. He's a specialist, a marathon specialist on the main track. Next is he's the favorite in the Isaac Murphy Marathon. And then the ninth race will be the $300,000 William Walker Stakes at 5.5 furlongs. This was scheduled for the turf. We'll wait and see for three-year-olds. A field of 15 in there, and the favorite in that race is 3-1 with No Name Mets. First post time at Churchill, 9:45, with a carryover of $12,892. Then we go to Horseshoe Indianapolis. Horseshoe Indianapolis has a first post time today
of 11:10 for their nine race card. The last race will be a quarter horse race there. Turf Paradise. They have 10 races today at Turf Paradise with the first post time at 12:15. First three races at Turf Paradise will be quarter horses. Races 4 through 10 will be thoroughbreds. And Turf Paradise, again, first post time is at 12:55. Evangeline Downs, eight races and a first post time at 3:30. Well, we got through that menu with some really weird sound effects, but let's go to Jonathan Ardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning. We got bugaboos here. I think we got some protesters hanging out in the technical deal here. Good morning.
You're lucky, Ralph. You're lucky. It's a short menu today. What if you had your standard 10 or 12 tracks going?
I guess. Well, you know, the band, usually it's a nice flavor band, sort of Mexican music. Maybe because today's May Day, they're not working. I don't know.
Maybe.
In any case, Cinco de Mayo is coming up, though, too, you know, May 5th. Anyhow.
Yeah, a week from, I guess, next Sunday.
A week from next Sunday. Today's the first already.
I'm saying it's coming up next Sunday.
Yeah, it's coming up on Sunday, that's for sure. All right, so you got your bags packed, ready to go?
Yes, sir. We are excited, and hopefully a trip without any problems.
Well, good luck on that one as far as the airports are concerned these days. But nevertheless, you know, we got a lot of stakes races coming up, though, at Churchill Downs. I mean, the three tomorrow include the Kentucky Juvenile opening verse and the St. Matthews. And then on Friday, Kentucky Oaks Day, a whole bunch of great stakes races. The Edgewood, it's a grade two on the turf, hopefully. The Eight Bells for three-year-old fillies at seven furlongs, kind of the shorter version of the Oaks. And then you got the La Trion, always a great race. That's a $1 million race, the La Trion for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up. And then you got, of course, the Kentucky Oaks, which is now $1.5 million. That's a lot of bucks there for three-year-old fillies.
Yeah, by the way, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
They raised the Kentucky Derby to $5 million.
Yeah.
You know what they raised the Kentucky Oaks to? Not a penny. It's the same price it was last year.
Well, that's chauvinist.
Yeah, I can't believe. I mean, nobody said boo.
What the heck? Million
$5 million extra. I mean, $5 million for the Derby and the same $1.5 million, I think, for the Kentucky Oaks.
Are you sure it was $1.5 million last year?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Because I heard someone bitching about it somewhere.
Yeah.
So if you have a horse in the race, you pay attention to things like that, I guess.
All right, look, in all seriousness now, Encino, of course, won the Lexington, got the last 20 points for the leaderboard, got bumped up into the field. And then Brad Cox, after the Lexington, said he would like to give his horse some time off when they asked him, do you think you're going to go ahead to the Derby? Decisions changed after that, after I'm sure talking with the owner who probably has Derby fever. But then the horse came up with an injury, not a very bad injury at all. They say it's a soft tissue injury that will only get him off the trail for 30 days, and then he'll be back in light training and getting ready. But that was after Tuesday's gallop. They said he came back a little bit off, and then they found the soft tissue issue there.
And they decided to enter after his last work. They were so impressed by his last work, they said, well, the only right thing to do would give the horse an opportunity to run in the Derby. You get one shot at the Derby, you know. But then, unfortunately, yesterday after the jog or whatever it was, he didn't come back right, and they decided to err on the side of caution. And that's the right thing. They're doing the right thing by the horse.
Yeah.
And I'll be interested to see if he's ready for the Preakness. If not, I'm sure they have bigger fish to fry down the road.
Now, we all know that trainers have schedules with the horses, and they have certain dates circled on the calendar. The Derby is obviously one of them if you have a three-year-old. But even at that, Epic Ride now being pushed into the Kentucky Derby field, and a last minute at that because of this defection, what do we know about this horse?
Not much. I mean, you know, it's kind of like the horse that got in 21 2 years ago. Yeah. No one knew anything about him. He wasn't even on the program or on the T-shirts that they printed 2 days before.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see if there'll be any more defections because, you know, in this day and age of HISA and the vets being as cautious as they are and everything else, I wouldn't be surprised to see another one or two, unfortunately, drop out.
You do? You think there'll be a couple of more before Saturday?
Maybe one. I'm hearing stories on one of them.
We're kind of peeking under the umbrella now. What do you got there, buddy? You got rumors? What do you hear?
I'm not going to release rumors that may be true or not true. That wouldn't be fair to anybody involved, but I'm sure it will come out in one of our seminars we're doing,
whether
it be tomorrow or Friday night. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
So in other words, the seminar on Friday night is going to be a real goodie because we might have some breaking news there, huh?
We may.
Okay. Well, anyhow, but we do know that Encino is scratched. And
Encino is gone. He's not running in the Derby this year.
Jonathan, in all this talk about fierceness with post-17, because the stats of the Derby, you know, people go through these stats over, and the stats of the Derby show there's no horses won from post-17. Well, you got to take it into context. Of course, there's been a lot of years that the Kentucky Derby didn't have 17 horses in it. It's only in the recent decades that we have everybody wants to run in it. And secondly, horses that drew post-17 in a lot of those years may not have been a horse of the talent, like Fierceness is now. And all that's gone now because now he's in post-16.
Right. So it gives everybody that wanted to bet him one less thing to worry about, even though that's a ridiculous stat. What does it mean? We talked about it the other day. We don't know the horses that had post-17. They could have all been 50-1 shots. Mm-hmm. You know, how many of them were favorites and had legitimate shots? Unless you're going to waste your time and go back through it, the stat really doesn't mean much. And every one of these stats get, broken sooner or later. And every year is different. Every horse is different. Every race is different. So I didn't put much stock into it. But for people that were concerned about it, one less thing to worry about if you're a Fierceness fan.
Okay, now, we've got Encino out of the race. We've got Epic Ride in the race. Does this change the shape of what is predicted to happen in the race?
No, because Encino wasn't like a speedball or something, or a horse that would be heavily involved early. I don't think it makes any difference at all, to be honest with you. It's, the only thing is it's good news for Fierceness. He gets to move up one slot, but again, it's not like Encino was a major player. He would have been 30-1 in the race, maybe. It's not like he was one of the choices. So if he would have won, it certainly would have been a surprise to a lot of people, but I don't think it makes any difference when figuring out the shape of the race.
Well, we do know that Epic Ride, if I can get the page here, Epic Ride seems to be a horse that is going to be near the early flight. As a matter of fact, in his races at Turf Paradise, when he won a stakes race there, he went almost wire to wire, battling the lead all the way in a mile race there. And he has, except for his last race, been either first, second, or third early in the races there. And a lot of them, he was the leader in most of those calls in those races. So now, Fierceness does have a horse that possesses speed. And from that post 20, I'm sure they're going to try to use that speed to try to get position. He'll have a speed horse on the outside of him.
Yeah, but he also has Track Phantom outside of him. There's plenty of other speed, and Doorknock is stepping on the gas, braking from the rail. He's got one way to go, and that's full steam ahead.
Uh-huh.
But Track Phantom is I guess, inside of Fierceness, so, mm-hmm. But he's going to show speed. You're right. Epic Ride may show some speed. But remember, Ralph, he's been on synthetic for most of his career.
Yeah.
His last race was running Keelan in the Bluegrass, where he finished third, mm-hmm. which got him enough points. But I don't think he's going to be much of a factor. I really don't.
Well, I don't either. But I'm just saying that now that Fierceness has a speed horse on the outside of him rather than on the inside of him, it may press him to do something that they might not strategically want to do. We'll wait and see about that. But the race shape is going to be important. Getting out of that starting gate is going to be important, no doubt about it. And then after that, the position going into the first turn, you could lose the Derby making that first left turn, but you got 3/16 of a mile to figure it out.
Yeah, and listen, we're gonna everything's gonna really take shape early in this race. You're gonna see what the intentions are of a lot of horses. Are they just gonna let fierceness go, and people are gonna take back because they think it's a suicide mission going head and head with him? You know, it's as much a rider's race as anything else. A mile and a quarter, especially in a full field of 20, you have to negotiate traffic. You know, that's why Sierra Leone is in so much trouble, because whatever he does, he's doomed. If he stays close and you know, tries to stay on the rail, well, things are going to have to open up for him, and they're going to have to split the Red Sea. And if he decides to take back, well, he's got to pass 19 other horses. So out of all the horses that drew post positions, unfortunately for him, he really got the worst of the deal.
Well, yeah, he and Dornock really got really kind of bad post position.
Yeah, but no, Dornock, you know, Dornock has to go. He has no choice. We tried the experiment of rating him last time in the last race. What a total dud that turned out to be. So you know they threw that experiment right out the window, and they're just going to go. They have no choice.
Yeah, I
Sierra Leone, on the other hand, he doesn't have enough early speed to stay close. So he's really up against it, unfortunately for him.
Well, I could say this, that Tyler Gaffalione knows that racetrack very well, and maybe that will help in the nuances there. The thing about the Kentucky Derby, when you have a horse that's a closer, is getting the trip at the right time. When you go into the far turn, there's going to be a lot of horses that are going to be looking for a couch at that point in time. And those are the ones that back up and could cause you trouble as far as trying to get in or around them. And that's a strategic in the Kentucky Derby. But we're going to have a lot of fun figuring out not only what the strategies are, but how the race shape is and how we think the race might go. And then when they open the starting gate, you know, it all goes out the window.
Not everything goes out the window, and everyone does whatever they want.
Yeah.
But they should have an exit ramp. Well, like when you're out of it and totally out of contention.
Just get out of the way.
Move over.
Well, you're getting a lot of ideas for the Kentucky Derby this year, that's for sure. And we'll wait and see if they pick up any of them or not. Anyhow, we got racing today across the country, and Churchill Downs is running today. I know that you had a Churchill Downs sheet yesterday, Jonathan. Did you see anything at Churchill Downs in the performances yesterday that would lead you to think there's any sort of biases on the racetrack right now?
Believe it or not, yesterday the track was dead even, Ralph. You could win up front, you could win from behind. It was really a good track to bet on. Unfortunately, a lot of chalk, but at least the track was fair. Unlike Keeneland a week ago, you had to be on or near the lead, whether it be on the turf or the dirt. You really didn't have much of a shot coming from out of it. So we like to see an even track. That's good for everybody involved.
All right. Well, now that we think that we're going to have an even track for Churchill Downs today, at least the weather looks good today. Let's hope that front either moves through quickly across Louisville or it just bypasses it altogether. We'll have to wait and see if Mother Nature is a racing fan or not. But nevertheless, it'll be another element into handicapping the race, certainly on Saturday. And by Friday, when we get to the seminar here at the South Point, we should know more about exactly what the weather will be on Kentucky Derby Day. And certainly, as you and I and all the other race players out there know, Churchill Downs has really, that track dries out really great. I mean, it really is good, that's for sure, for the track conditions there. Of any tracks, I think that track dries out, the main track dries out faster than any other track that I know of.
By far the best drainage system in the country. I mean, I was there a few years ago. It was pouring the morning of the Derby, and by 11 o'clock, the track was fast, and no one could imagine where all the water went. But that track really dries out fast, so that's a good thing. Listen, we have no control over the weather. Other things we could control. The weather is not one of them, and you have to just play the cards they deal you.
Okay, let's do this then. Let's get a winner from you.
How about two winners?
I would like two winners. You can give me three or four if you want to. That's fine with me.
Yeah,
we'll take anything you want to give us, Jonathan.
All right, let's go to Churchill's Open, a first race today, 6.5 furlongs on the main track. And I like the number three horse in here, Mitoli's Legacy. This is a three-year-old filly from the Alexander Ortiz barn. Raylu Gutierrez aboard to ride. She's listed at 5-1 on the morning line. Second start back off of a layoff. Second start since going on Lasix. She ran well in her return to the races at Oaklawn last time out. She gets that extra half furlong today. I like number 3, Mattoli's Legacy. 5-1 on the morning line to win today's opener out of Churchill Downs.
And that opener is 9:45 a.m. Pacific time, so make sure you guys get front and center early today for Churchill Downs. First post, 9:45 a.m. Pacific time. And in that first race that starts off the early pick 5 in the first race, number 3, Mattoli's Legacy at 5-1 with Relu Gutierrez aboard, is Jonathan Hardoon's first of his two plays he's going to give us. First race, number 3, and...
let's go to Tampa Bay and look at race number 4. It's 7 furlongs on the main track. It's a claiming event. And the number 3 horse in here, Boy Is She a Lady, a 4-year-old filly from the Dougie Nunn barn. Alex Gonzalez aboard to ride. She's listed at 7-2 on the morning line. She ran very well 2 starts back. She reacted last time out. Look for her to rebound and run a big one today. Number 3, Boy Is She a Lady, 7-2 on the morning line, wins today's 4th race out of Tampa Bay Downs.
Okay, folks, not to be confused, the horse's name is Boy. She is a lady.
Is she a lady?
Yeah, there you go. Boy, is she a lady. All right, anyhow, let's just make her a winner in the 4th race. Number 3 is the play at Tampa Bay. And, of course, you got 2 full sheets, Tampa Bay and Churchill today. What are you going to be, how are you going to work out the sheets over the week? The same racetracks, the 4 tracks you've been doing?
Yeah, and Churchill Friday and Saturday already up online if you want to get a jump on the work.
Oh, yeah, so good. Okay, so the entire Friday and Saturday cards for Churchill Downs is already up there at your website?
Yes, sir.
Oh, great. That's good stuff. And what else?
That's it.
No, I mean, what else for the week?
What are the tracks today?
Yeah.
Tomorrow we'll do New York, obviously. What's tomorrow? Thursday? Yeah. So whoever runs, we do the usual tracks.
All right. So, like,
Friday we'll have Santa Anita, Gulfstream, and Oaklawn in addition to Churchill. Same thing, yeah.
Okay, good enough. In other words, you'll be busy.
A lot of work, Ralph. A lot of work.
And here's the deal, folks. I'm sure that when he gets on that plane, he's going to open up his laptop and already start working on all this stuff. You're going to go to sleep on the plane?
I'm going to try, but...
Okay. In any case, I want you guys to have a very safe and uneventful trip. Get here to Las Vegas, yes, Nevada, because once you get here, sleep is going to be at a premium. That's for sure.
Exactly.
Thanks a lot, Jonathan.
Thank you, Ralph. I'll see you tomorrow. Stay safe and be well.
In studio, buddy. All right, here we go. We're going to try to get these bugaboos out of our sound system, and we're going to try to go to our first another break. So are we doing it or no? It's not going to work. Okay. So it's not going to work. So here's the deal. No, we're not going to do any dead air. We got Rich Ang standing by. So, Richie, come on in.
Good morning.
Good morning, Richie. How you doing, my man? We're having a couple of bugaboos in the computer system here in studio for the breaks and all that. But as far as we're concerned, we're going out over the air, and that's I believe that's the listener's most important thing. Good morning, and you did a good job, buddy. Here it is. I got it. The advanced edition of the Kentucky Derby Day advanced edition out there, as he promised. Tuesday morning, I went and got mine. And it is full with all the stuff that you expect the Daily Racing Form to have.
Yeah, I was really busy yesterday, Ralph. Actually, real busy on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. But uh-huh. Tuesday with the Kentucky Derby Advance, when it came in, I fulfilled a few dozen orders. And I ran them out to the FedEx office across the street from the Racing Form office. I ran them down to the post office and dropped them off, and so those are on their way. But it's still not too late, especially if you live here in Vegas. It's Wednesday. If you stop by the office this morning, I'll be there at 9 a.m. You can pick it up, and that still gives you 3 additional days to handicap. So stop on by. If you want it mailed to you, I can still get it out, and hopefully it'll arrive by a 2-day delivery Friday at your doorstep.
The Daily Racing Form office here in town is right by the landing strip of the airport that we have here. What's the address there again?
It's 6000 Southeastern Avenue, Suite 2B. B as in boy. We are right across the street from a Del Taco and also a Walmart. And we're on the east side of the street. Big cherry red logo, Daily Racing Farm, on the top of our building. We face the street, so it's impossible to miss us, actually, in that neighborhood.
All right. And then, of course, wherever they get the racing forms around town or around the country, wherever they pick up the racing forms, the advance is already there as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It was produced for all regions, all states. And, my main focus was here in Vegas. I mailed out a lot of the books yesterday, Ralph, so yeah. I was real pleased to get the orders, but they can still pick them up over the counter at the casinos, and they can still call in the 702-261-9400 if they do want it mailed or FedEx to them.
Now, Richie, of course, we have you on our morning shows. We invite you to join us for the special Kentucky Oaks, Kentucky Derby show tomorrow afternoon. Can you make it?
Yeah, I can make it. You know, I am so sorry, Ralph, to you personally, because you texted me. But believe me, I was so busy, I didn't have a chance.
Well, that's why I'm asking now. We want to make sure the listeners know that you'll be with us. That's for sure, because we're stacking up a lot of handicappers to give their opinions of the Kentucky Derby. And, of course, you being with us is one of them. But I think tomorrow, since most of our handicappers, Jonathan, John, of course, yourself, and, Jerry Jackowitz, are with us every morning on the race day shows, and we will have our usual morning shows both Friday and Saturday, that on the Thursday night special Kentucky Derby show, we'll ask you for your Derby picks on the Saturday of the Derby on the morning show, but we'll also ask you to take a look at the Kentucky Oaks, because the Kentucky Oaks Day is going to be a big day. The Kentucky Oaks Day card is going to be a big day. And that Thursday night show will be in advance of the Kentucky Oaks Friday. So we'll have a good time, that's for sure. Your schedule for handicapping services for the rest of the week?
Well, the last 2-3 days, I did finish a full card handicapping of the Oaks and Derby cards, 13 races on Friday, 14 on Saturday for Brisnet.com. It's available on their website, but it's also available at the RacedayLasVegas.com website. A lot of people have ordered it already, have ordered both reports. They're about 7 pages long each. And you can still pick it up. There's still plenty of time to pick it up by going to RacedayLasVegas.com. Click on my face, and there's a pull-down menu for PayPal. Mm-hmm. They are $20 each, $40 both days. But Ralph, believe me, I get a lot of repeat customers because, knock on wood, every year I try to point out some live horses throughout the cards both days.
Well, now, and I know you have already handicapped that and put it out, the sheet out, but now with the defection of Encino, which a lot of people liked in the race, thought the horse had a big chance of hitting the board of not winning the Kentucky Derby, him being out, and a big long shot being, now taking that spot, Epic Ride. Does that change your philosophy or handicapping in the Kentucky Derby at all?
Encino does not change my opinions one bit. Mm-hmm. I didn't like him when he was in the race. And Epic Ride, I'm not that excited about. If he pulls off a rich strike and wins $200 to win, well, more power to him. But, those are the kind of horses I try to beat, actually.
All right, well, let's see. Do you got anything for us today?
Yeah, actually, I did send in a pick, and I know your listeners want winners. Let's see if we can go get one at Turf Paradise today. Race number 5 at Turf Paradise is a mile on the grass. It's a maiden race, and a Hall of Fame trainer from Southern California has a horse in there, number 6, Heron Bay, for Neil Drysdale, Ralph. Wow. This horse is listed 4-1 in the morning line. I kind of doubt Neil Drysdale will hold up at that price. But this horse, second race off a long layoff, should improve a lot today. Armando Ayuso rides. This is a closer. So let's go with the 6, Heron Bay, race 5, Turf Paradise.
All right. In the fifth race today at Turf Paradise, number 6, Heron Bay. The 6, Heron Bay, in the fifth race, Turf Paradise, is your selection. And I would imagine that with those advance, handicapping pages that you have already for the Friday and Saturday at Churchill Downs, you'll still be doing, of course, Santa Anita when it rolls in through the weekend, right?
Oh, course, yeah. Santa Anita is my main focus of business, and on Friday when they resume racing, I'll have a sheet for that, and you know, my reports for Oaks and Derby Day are complete. Okay. They can be picked. They can be picked up. They can be ordered on the website, Ralph.
All right, you got it. Thanks a lot, Rich. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right, now we are having problems with the technical stuff as far as running our commercials, etc. But I do want to remind everybody out there that it's really simple. Our main sponsor is the South Point Hotel Casino here in Las Vegas. They have been a supporter for us for a long time, and they've been real big supporters of horse racing, that's for sure. So remember that. The South Point is our main sponsor. And, of course, our charity sponsor is Tunnel to Towers. Needless to say, that is a great charity to hook up with that helps out all of our people that are first responders and certainly military as well. So I want you to keep that in mind. Now we're going to go to John Lendo standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. You ready for the chaos that will be Derby Week?
We already got chaos in our technical stuff here, but nevertheless, yes, we are. And as long as we stay on the air, that everything will be fine, that's for sure. We got a big date tomorrow. You'll be here in studio with me tomorrow morning, and then, of course, back with us tomorrow afternoon for the Kentucky Oaks Derby special, only here on the South Point Studios streaming television network on YouTube. That's the only place you can get that tomorrow. John, real quick, before we get started with any conversation, your schedule for your sheets that all be here at the South Point Racebook.
I get going tomorrow. I'll have the Thurby card at Churchill Downs Thursday, and then we go, obviously, the Oaks and Derby cards at Churchill Friday, Saturday, and Santa Anita back in action Friday. So we'll have Santa Anita Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
All right, and of course, John, there's a lot of stakes races at Churchill Downs, and I can tell you that, you know, we concentrate on the Kentucky Oaks, we concentrate on the Kentucky Derby, but there's no doubt about the fact that any horses in any division that are in training now, stakes horses that are in training now and ready to go, are showing up in the entry box at Churchill Downs for the respective divisions all weekend long.
The entries at Churchill Friday and Saturday are unbelievable, Ralph. Huge depth of competition in each of these stakes races. The undercard races, the maiden races, and the allowance races. When these top barns come out for big races like the Derby, they're going to bring a few of those maidens and allowance horses and show them off on the undercards. You never know what you're going to see besides the stakes races. Just terrific races top to bottom both days.
One dynamic that's missing, though, is Bob Baffert always puts a horse on the plane with his Derby horses, his other stake horses, that he terms the beer horse, the beer money horse. We ain't getting that this year.
No, and that's kind of disappointing. Love looking for the beer money horse, and I'm sure we'll see one in Baltimore in a couple of weeks.
I'm sure we will, that's for sure. As a matter of fact, isn't there a horse out there named Beer Money now, or the beer horse, something beer?
Yeah, there is a horse named Beer Money, but Bob doesn't train that one, so we'll just look for the Baffert name and figure out which one it is, and yeah, they usually kind of jump out at you.
Yeah, no kidding, that's for sure. We're going to have a fun time, that's for sure. Can't wait to see you here in studio tomorrow. Want you to be safe on your travel here to Las Vegas. Do you have anything for us today?
As far as selections today, no. Just been, you know how it is with this week. I've been working ahead a little bit. Got a travel day today, so we'll get up with the selections going tomorrow. But I am keeping an eye closely on what's happening at Churchill. Like John said, I thought the main track was pretty fair. They were off the grass yesterday as a precaution. Mm-hmm. Let's see if they get on the grass today. I'd like to see that turf course before we get to the big races this weekend.
You know, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked John. With the defection of Encino and the Epic Ride now making it into the field, does it change your handicapping or thoughts of how the race shape will go with that change?
It changes the pace a little bit. Encino had some speed, but he was inside of the favorite, Fierceness. Being on the outside, Electric Ride does have some tactical speed, and from that post, he probably has to go. And so it's possible that somebody could be laying on the outside of Fierceness, and that's something that we don't know he can handle. So it changes it a little bit, but it all depends on what the tactics are by Adam Baskitza leaving the gate in the Derby from post 20.
Well, we'll find out, that's for sure. At least those folks will be have a horse in the starting gate. And we all can't forget a couple of years ago what happened with Rich Strike. You know, you can never tell. That's why the Derby is the Derby, that's for sure. We're going to get a lot of opinions from a lot of different handicappers on the show tomorrow afternoon. That's for sure. And then, of course, it's how we construct the bets in the Kentucky Derby, because the exacta superfectas and trifectas have paid handsomely, very handsomely, if you could connect the dots in that race.
And, Ralph, I did not have Sonny Leone coming up the rail from post 20 aboard yeah. That big long shot to win the Derby.
All right, John, safe travels, and we'll see you right here in studio tomorrow morning.
I'll be sitting next to you and looking forward to it, Ralph. Good luck.
You got
today.
It, my man. Okay, now let's go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. All right, Jerry, I can read like half of your T-shirt.
It says young, scrappy, and hungry.
Oh, okay.
And it's the motto of Alexander Hamilton.
All right. Well,
just like my country.
Okay.
And I'm all New Yorker today. You see, I got my Giants hat on.
Yeah, all that stuff
Alexander Hamilton's probably the greatest New Yorker. So,
not to mention the fact that you love his pictures on a lot of folding papers that you have in your
pocket. I like holding a few Alexander Hamiltons, although I'm really more favorable towards Benjamin.
Benji is the key guy, that's for sure. All right, your schedule as far as the weekend is concerned, you have your power pages for Southern California and New York. They will be there. But we're going to have you on the show tomorrow to talk about the Kentucky Oaks. And of course, the Derby will be on Saturday morning with you. But and I know you're going to be doing a power page at least for the Kentucky Oaks race itself and the Derby, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
So aren't I coming on with you at 3:45 tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I said tomorrow, not only tomorrow morning for Aqueduct all the bit and Santa Anita, but you'll be with us tomorrow afternoon. You'll be part of the handicappers here.
Doing two.
That's right. All right, well, you don't have any sheets today, but your thoughts about going into the Kentucky Derby this year, the strength of the overall strength of this field, the overall strength. Yeah.
The Kentucky Derby is, to me, bifurcated. There's two horses, and then there's the rest of the field. You've heard that from me before. It's not new.
Sure.
The rest of the field is really interesting. You know, we're talking about three-year-old colts. Some of them are just barely three-year-olds, and so they're still in this improving cycle, and their upside could be very big. Mm-hmm. And we have a group of really good-looking colts, as far as I'm concerned, that are going to be competing for second, third, and fourth, and mostly for third and fourth. The two colts, I mean, you know how I feel about Fierceness and Sierra Leone as being right now more developed than the others. But, you know, either one of them is potentially capable of throwing in a clunker, and that's always the case with a colt. And so it could make – this could be a really good payoff. This could be an easy play and a strong payoff. So I'm very excited about the Derby this year.
So you will for what you just said and trying to interpret a little, and, of course, you can correct me, your ticket for superfectas and trifectas will be based all around Sierra Leone and Fierceness finishing first and second?
Correct.
Okay.
Not all, but mostly.
I got the gist of that by your conversation.
I will have some tickets that will allow for one of them to throw a bad race. But if they both run their races, in my mind, you got a lockup cue on.
I think one of the derbies that I remember that a horse was, I thought, was so superior to the rest of the field and threw in an absolute clunker that you're talking about for no reason
point
at all.
Given?
Point given. He is the one. No, does
it happens.
Monarcos won that, and Point Given went on to win the other Triple Crown races, went on to win a Travers and everything else, but he just didn't show up that day, and there was nothing physically wrong with him.
Right. It was, and he had been over the track as a 2-year-old and ran fantastic in Churchill Downs as a 2-year-old. It was one of the most mind-boggling things. But what happened with Point Given, and same thing happened with the Fleet Alex, was another one that was really superior to his group.
Yeah.
Very similar profiles. They both ran huge tops, huge tops in their prep. Alex in the Arkansas Derby. Yeah. And Point Given in the Santa Anita Derby.
Okay, we got to wrap it up.
Sheets, they both ran above an 80, which is almost impossible for a colt to run. this early in the year.
Okay.
They did it, and they didn't show up in the Derby. So
you do understand the word. You do understand the wrap. When I say wrap up, yes. I mean it, because the computer is going to cut us off in seconds. Go.
Have a great race day, everybody.